thoughts on how we can create our own reality. Our subconscious can manifest our desires when they feel natural and real to us. It is less about our emotions and more about how we feel and where we place our trust.
We can create our own reality. If you can feel it, then it is real, whether it's a good deal or a catastrophe.
The subconscious can manifest desires when they feel natural and real to us.
We can create our own reality. If you can feel it, then it is real, whether it's a good deal or a catastrophe.
The subconscious can manifest desires when they feel natural and real to us.
It's not about our emotions. It's not about our emotions. It's not about our emotions.
We have the power to rewrite our history by monitoring our thoughts.
Because thoughts are things.
We must be mindful of deep sea thinking and the consequences it brings. While consistent complaining can bring about major changes, they may not be the ones we want.
Controlling our thoughts is like managing
two opposing armies in combat.
We can create our own reality. It's a good deal or a catastrophe.
The subconscious can manifest desires when they feel natural and real to us.
We can create our own reality. If you can feel it, then it is real. Whether it's a good deal or a catastrophe.
The subconscious can manifest desires when they feel natural and real to us.
It's not about our emotions. It's not about our emotions. It's not about our emotions.
Conviction and feelings play a crucial role in manifestation. Yeah. When you strongly believe in your desires, you build a foundation that allows for consistent, focused action and the resilience to overcome obstacles by maintaining the natural feeling of already being what you want to be every day. You significantly increase the likelihood of your success. The subconscious can manifest desires when they feel natural and real to us.
We can create our own reality. Then it is real, but then it's a catastrophe.
The subconscious can manifest desires when they feel natural and real to us.